You're listening to Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Chuck Hinman. A task force has reviewed the way Rhode Island pays for public schools and recommended some areas to make changes. The group was formed amid growing concerns that charter schools draw too much funding away from traditional public schools. Rhode Island Public Radio's Elizabeth Harrison has been following this issue, and she joins us now. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Chuck.
So what did this working group conclude about school funding in Rhode Island? Are there inequities in the way the state is funding public schools and charter schools?
The short answer to that question is yes. The working group's report points out that some students are more expensive to educate, specifically students who are still learning English and students who need special education services. The group is recommending that the state consider providing more money for students who need those services, and that would help school districts in particular because the reality is that they are much more likely to be serving the students with the most severe disabilities, like those who are placed in special facilities.
But what about this question of whether charter schools are getting more than their fair share of state funding?
Well, the working group is careful to say that charter schools have some costs that traditional public schools typically don't have, and traditional public schools have costs that charter schools don't have. When it comes to charter schools, that generally means building costs, because they don't have a city or town to provide buildings or bond when they need maintenance. In the case of traditional public schools, those extra costs come from a number of areas. The most expensive is those out-of-district placements for students with severe disabilities, as I mentioned earlier. In fiscal year 2014, that amounted to $70 million statewide, according to the State Department of Education, just to give you a sense. Other costs for regular school districts that charter schools typically don't have include retiree health benefits and screenings for preschool children, which help identify learning disabilities, hearing problems, things like that, so students can get help early on. It all comes down to a little more than $350 per student on average more that it costs for a traditional public school compared with a charter school.
Okay, so what does the working group recommend doing to make that funding more fair?
Well, the working group doesn't want the state to completely rewrite the funding formula, but it does recommend revisions to the way the state calculates funding for public school districts. As far as what revisions specifically should be made, well, that's not in the report. It really focuses on areas where revisions should be considered, such as this question we've been talking about costs that public schools typically have, but charter schools typically do not have. It will be up to Governor Gina Raimondo eventually to decide, and in a pretty short amount of time, because she's planning to release her budget recommendations on February 2nd. So it'll be up to her to decide what from this report goes into that budget proposal and what legislation might be proposed over the course of the legislative session based on these recommendations. Remember, this working group was convened as recently as October, last October. It includes more than two dozen people who met only about eight times. Of course, hours of work went into this report, but clearly there will be much more work to come.
Elizabeth Harrison covers education for Rhode Island Public Radio. Thanks, Elizabeth, for explaining the recommendations of the working group looking at school funding.
Anytime, Chuck.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.